Welcome back to the Mike Huckabee Show, 855-840-4825. And to the telephones, let's go to Deborah, San Francisco. Deborah?
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for having me on. Yeah, I'm furious as I'm listening to this conversation. And the reason that I'm furious is, of course, this whole idea of stop and frisk. We're in a police state. NSA and all the cameras that are being deployed everywhere in all of our states along the roadways, the sensors that are in and on everything with the global smart grid, this is absolutely an imprisonment. And why aren't people talking about the bigger picture? The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document fully illustrates back in the 40s when this document was hatched exactly what we're seeing now. And I don't hear anybody talking about that Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars policy. Why not? Because it clearly tells us about the enslavement policies that we're seeing implemented now. And I'm just furious as I hear these inane conversations to do little about nothing when the bigger picture is spelled out right in these documents that no one has read and no one is looking at and no one is talking about.
And I'm not familiar with the document, so you've caught me off guard. Tell me what the name of the document is.
Yeah, you can go to stopthecrime.net, stopthecrime.net. The source documents are there on that website. You can pull it down as a PDF. It's called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It was a 1954 Bilderberg policy at their first meeting. It was drafted by the U.S. Air Force by Rockefeller at Harvard University and the International Bankers. And it talks about enslavement and global genocide and how the takeover of all data, in fact, all the Snowden conversation, this is all in that document drafted in the 40s. It talks about wiretapping our phones, going through our garbage, using the Internal Revenue Service, the Census, and OSHA as forms of intimidation. This is no new news that Snowden is talking about. What is new is the level of increased technologies. We've got that massive 1 million square foot data collection center in Bluffdale, Utah, set to go online in just a few weeks. And we've got the new document that was found on the White House website that talks about enhancing frequencies for mind control. Where are the conversations about the things that really matter, the things that are really going to change human beings historically as they have been? That we've got the NASA war plan that we found on the NASA website that talks about the intention of creating a new evolution. And I know this sounds crazy, but these are documents, government documents, that tell us what they're going to do.
Okay, Deborah, we're going to check it out because, I've never been introduced to that before, so I don't want to comment on something I don't know anything about. I comment on a whole lot of things that I know just enough about to be dangerous. But I've never heard of that, so I'll have to check it out. But I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you.